and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are Rick and Denise Renner. He's the founding pastor of the Moscow Good News Church in Moscow, Russia, and founder and president of Renner Ministries. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes.
Welcome
Hi there.
To our home. This
yes.
is my office.
Yeah. We're about ready to go back to the studio, though. I can tell you that right now.
And as I was coming down, you actually come downstairs, which I have to walk carefully down.
And you do.
There at the top of the stairs was this dog waiting for me.
He's one of our two.
We have two dogs, and this is Snowball. And
yeah.
This is the boy dog.
Uh-huh.
And he was waiting for me on top of the stairs. And I opened the door. I said, "Do you want to go do the show with me?" And he just popped right through the door, came down the stairs with me. There he is.
That's
looking at there.
That's our little guy.
And
I call him our little guy. He's our sweet boy. Well, you know about dogs, everybody. They give you that unconditional love. You can leave the room 5 minutes, come back 5 minutes later, and it's like you've been gone for hours.
We have Rick
so
and
happy.
Denise Renner all the way from Moscow today.
Yes.
And we just found out that they have two dogs.
Yes, exactly.
And so we're so happy to have Rick and Denise with us today.
Yes.
They are the founding pastors of the Moscow Good News Church. Rick is the founding president of Renner Ministries, based in Oklahoma. He is the host of his daily TV program, Rick Renner, on the Voice of the Prophets Network. That's our network. Author of many books, including the best-selling Sparkling Gems, which I love dearly, and then The Last Days Survival Guide, which is a big seller these days.
Excellent.
And his latest book, Build Your Foundation, Six Must-Have Beliefs for Constructing an Unshakable Christian Life.
Yes. Mm.
Denise Renner is co-pastor with her husband, Rick, of the Moscow Good News Church.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Classically trained vocalist,
yes,
regular ministering in music. So let's welcome back to our show for the Rick and Denise Renner.
Thank you for having us.
We see Moscow in behind you there on the set, out the window or whatever that is there. This is a different set than we've ever seen you in before.
This is the set where we do what's called the home group, but we love this picture of Moscow because Denise and I and our sons lived across the street from Red Square for years, and our sons grew up playing with their skates and their skateboards on Red Square right in front of Lenin's tomb. And so we really love Moscow.
Denise, was it scary for you at first to come to Moscow and a city you didn't know and to raise your kids?
Well, Jim, I just have to tell you that God had to prepare me. I had to do some fasting and some praying. But when it came time to move here, I was ready.
You know, Moscow has 22 million people. If you imagine the state of Texas has 28 million people, Moscow is almost the population of the state of Texas. It is just enormous, and we love this city. And I want to tell you all and all your viewers, God is moving mightily in Russia. Don't believe all the nonsense you hear on the news. God is moving at the very highest levels of government. It is just amazing what the Lord is doing. And for us, we know that because we live here and we are participants. God is really moving in Russia. Pray for us. Pray for what God is doing here, and we would be so thankful.
Yeah.
Do you feel you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Not a doubt about it, Brother Jim. Not a doubt about it. You know, we've been broadcasting our TV programs across this part of the world for 30 years. 30 years. And just now, we are really entering into the greatest fruit producing season of our ministry. Think how many people stop before they reach their greatest years. Don't do that. Don't stop just when you're about to reach your greatest years. And after laying this foundation for 30 years, miraculous things are taking place. The biggest doors that have ever opened are opening right now. And yes, we feel we have come to the kingdom for this opportunity. This is our place, and this is our time, and we're so thankful.
Your message is so important.
It really
and
is.
The way you teach us word by word the word.
That's right. That's exactly
that
right.
That is what I love so much. I love the Word of God. I love the Bible. And you explain it to us every single day. I'll tell you, when I can't tolerate the news, I turn on Rick Renner.
That's so true. You have no idea.
And finally, I just, you know, I'm alone. I'm not alone, but I'm home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watch the news, but I'm so tired of the same old
narratives.
Antichrist news.
That's right.
It's all about how America is turning away from God, and it's so heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
And so we love your program.
We do.
We're so proud to have it on the Voice of the Prophets network. And no, the network is beautiful, our new network. Mm-hmm. It's just powerful.
Yes.
All over the country,
mm-hmm.
New York City, Los Angeles,
yes.
all the major cities of America.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear you're expanding your studio there. Tell us about that for a minute, would you?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for letting us be on your network. You know, there are many good voices speaking today, and we're just one, but we're doing our part. And it's a real privilege to partner with you and Lori and with the whole team there. Thank you so much. But we're building a new studio in Moscow, and people are really responding right now to our ministry. You know why? Because they're hungry for the Bible. People are not getting the verse-by-verse teaching of the Bible in their churches. Now, that's not true of all churches, but across the board, verse-by-verse teaching of the Bible has almost become extinct. And so the Lord said to me, this is your part. Other people have their part, but this is your part. And so I bring the verse by verse and what you could say, Brother Jim, word by word, teaching of the Bible, and people are responding. Denise, I'm not exaggerating. It is just mountains of response. It's really taken us off guard to see the amazing hunger in the body of Christ today. And you would think, with everything that people have heard, that they would already know all of these things. But really, the Bible is not being taught verse by verse the way that it was 30 years ago. And so people are very hungry, and we're grateful that God is using our ministry. It's so humbling. And that we could be a blessing to somebody. Well, you understand. What a blessing that you could be a blessing.
You've written a new book called Building Your Foundations that I do want to talk about today on the program, Building Your Foundation. Tell me about that a little bit and why you wrote it.
I wrote this book because there is such a dearth of knowledge about very foundational doctrines. And Brother Jim and Lori, I don't want to sound like I'm critical because in my heart I'm not critical, but I'm very observant. And there is a lot of motivational preaching. There's a lot of inspirational preaching. And to be honest, that's a very special niche that I can't fit into. I don't know how to do that. But if all you do is motivational and inspirational preaching, that's exciting. That makes you shout hallelujah. That makes you want to run around the room. But you need to have real foundational things underneath you to build your life on. And when you don't know the foundational doctrines of the New Testament, you are going to make a mistake somewhere along the way, maybe very naively, very sincerely, simply because you don't have the right foundation to discern, to judge. And so you have to have foundational truths underneath you. And that's why I wrote this book called Build Your Foundation. And I'll give you an example. In Pisa, Italy, is the famous Leaning Tower of Pisa. We've all seen it. We've all heard about it. Denise and I went there. we were looking at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We were so shocked. The way that tower just leans and leans and leans. You know why it's leaning? Because it didn't have a proper foundation. And that's what happens to a person's life if they don't have the right foundation underneath them. And so when you come to Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible gives us six foundational truths that every Christian is supposed to know. These are the basics. And if you give the doctrine test to most Christians today, they would not be able to pass the test of these six basic doctrines that we're all supposed to know. And that's why I wrote this book called Build Your Foundation. It's not a very big book, but it is really an amazing book. It's verse by verse, word by word, just to put a strong foundation underneath your life so you don't lean like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, that you remain upright and your life goes well. That's why I wrote this book.
I'm a firm believer of going back to the basics. Yes. You know, sometimes you may have been a believer your whole entire life or your whole entire adulthood, but you don't have the foundation somehow, or we just get muddled up in other things. And it's excellent to go back to the basics and remember why. And this is exactly from the Word of God.
You know what's so amazing is that the Barna Group, a research group, did a research, and they found out that most Christians today don't even know the meaning of the cross, do not know the foundation of baptism. They don't even know their guidelines of their church foundation. And for me, that's very crucial when you go up against other religions that are blooming right now. They put their parishioners through the process of knowing their foundation. The Christian foundation here in America is all about sensationalism. It's all about fireworks and lights, and all those are great to reach people. It's what Pastor Tommy Barnett called bait. You have to use those baits. But the foundation of your faith, I really believe, when Pastor Rick Renner started writing about the meaning of baptismals, the meaning of the foundation, and listen, he explains it on every chapter, growing beyond the ABCs of the Christian faith. That's chapter one. Mm-hmm. That's where I believe the American church is stuck on. They can't get past the elementary. They can't get past preschool. And we're dealing right now in a culture, the cancel culture, the woke movement has infiltrated the church so much that we don't even recognize what these teachings are all about. Therefore, we need, if we're going to survive the current persecution that the churches and ministries are facing today, we have to know our word.
Now, this is an unusual offer today. You get not only the book, you get 10-part video DVD series.
That's right.
For the same price. Altogether, for $55, you're getting this whole set.
That's right.
Of foundations of faith, and if we've ever needed them.
Mm. Yes.
Amen.
Tell us about that brick that's on the cover of the book. Would you do that?
Well, it's just an example of a brick. You know, you got to put the bricks in the foundation, brick by brick, in order to build a strong wall. And that is the same with our faith. You got to build your faith has to be brick by brick. But Brother Jim and Lori and Mondo and Maricel, I want to tell you, it's amazing that a lot of people who have read this book and who have seen this series have found out they're not saved. They've been going to church, but when they really heard what it means to repent, which, by the way, repentance is not preached today in the church, when they really heard what it meant to repent and how essential repentance is for foundation, many people have said, you know what? I never did that. I never really did that. I'm not really saved. And we have seen a lot of people saved by simply reading that book. You know, foundation of repentance from dead works. I mean, that is the very foundation of our faith. Jesus preached repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance. Peter preached repentance. The Apostle Paul preached repentance. And I say the repentance is the birth canal through which you enter the kingdom of God. And if you don't come through the birth canal of repentance, then you never come into the kingdom of God. And there are people who come to church and they like the music and they feel encouraged by the positive preaching and they like the environment, but you know what? That's not a transforming experience that brings you into the kingdom of God. You've got to come to a place of repentance. And Denise and I were traveling across the United States, and we were preaching for 2 months on the subject of repentance. And Brother Jim and Lori, I cannot begin to tell you how many people came to me and Denise and said, "We have never heard this before. We have never heard about repentance." And I thought, what in the world have they been listening to? This is absolutely foundational. And if you don't get this one right, you never even came into the kingdom of God. So you need to know what repentance is. You need to know what it isn't. And you need to know how to do it. This is the bare bones foundation before you can go anywhere else. And in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, let's leave the foundational things and go on. Well, we want to go on, but you can't go on until you get these things put in place first. And it's healthy for me, for Denise, for every one of us watching the program today, to go back to the foundations and look at the word repentance, make sure we did it right, make sure we're still doing it when we need to, and to find out what repentance is not, because people are confused about what is repentance. We need to know what it is, what it isn't, and how to do it. That's just one example of a foundation that we have to put in place in our life, one of those bricks.
Well, how can we grow as a Christian if we don't know that we're supposed to repent? I mean, to repent, turn around, make the decision to follow Jesus. But what if the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and we don't know we're supposed to repent, make a decision, turn around, go the other way? That would stop our growth in Christ.
But Denise, what is confusing is today there are so many voices out there who are even saying Christians don't need to repent, that you don't need to do that. What a confusing message to send to people. And it shows a great lack of understanding about something so very foundational. Repentance doesn't have anything to do with feeling bad. It doesn't have anything to do with condemnation. It is about making a decision. In fact, when we were growing up as Baptists, when people came forward and gave their lives to Christ, Brother Jim, remember what we used to say? How many decisions were at the altar? We didn't say how many people repented. We said how many decisions. Because repentance is making an intellectual, rational decision to leave something and to follow the Lord in the right way. It is a decision. And if you don't engage your mind to follow Christ, then you're not following Christ. And that's what repentance is all about.
Is this the single greatest need in the church of today is repentance? Or is there something greater?
In this hour, probably repentance is the greatest need. Absolutely. The church is filled with sin, which is also not talked about today. People don't talk about it. In fact, we have drifted so far from the holiness of God that people do things freely, which 20 years ago would have made all of us just shudder. And people do it today with no remorse and no feeling of conviction, because we have drifted so far. And Brother Jim and Lori, what I really believe, and I'm a pastor and I'm a preacher and I'm a minister, so I'm not against anybody, but I believe that God is going to hold the pulpit accountable for not declaring the whole counsel of God that people need to hear. We have comforted the saints to the point that now they need to be discomforted. They need to be told the truth. And that's why I have written this book called Build Your Foundation. We need to be established on truth. If we don't have this about repentance right, we are in big trouble.
The basics is that repentance. That basic is being right with God. And I just believe we need a revolution, yes, of revival to the world to get people right with God. We need to be, there's perilous times coming, and to even live through them and to be at this time, to mm-hmm. be with, you know, if we do go, we go to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
So, but we need to be right with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what are the first principles of the oracles of God in Hebrews 5:12, I believe it is? Milk rather than solid food.
Well, in 5:12, the writer of Hebrews, we really don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but the writer of Hebrews said, by now, you guys ought to be teachers. That's an amazing statement. The word ought in Greek is the word day. It describes an obligation or a moral obligation. It means you guys are morally obligated by this time to be a teacher. And the word teacher is the Greek word didaskalos, which is the New Testament word for rabbis. It's the equivalent of saying, after all you have heard in your life, all the preaching, all the meetings you have attended, by now you guys should be masterful revelators. In fact, you guys ought to be rabbis by this time. And he said, instead, you have need that somebody teach you the first principles of the oracles of God. In Greek, it really means to take you back to the ABCs. You need to go back and learn your ABCs. Well, you know, it's really good when you have great desire to be something, but you know what? If a child wants to be a brain surgeon, do you hand them a scalpel just because they have a desire to be a brain surgeon? Or do you require them first to get some education? Well, I don't want anybody operating on me that doesn't know the ABCs of surgery. And it's good to have desire. That's great. But one reason a lot of people are making mistakes in ministry is because they're exalted to these very high places and they skipped the ABCs. They have talent, they have gifts, but they lack basic information. They should not have skipped the first, second, and third grade. Those are essential. And when the Bible says you have need that someone teach you the first principles of the oracles of God, it means going back to the foundations. And the foundational doctrines are listed in Hebrews chapter 6, and they are, first of all, repentance from dead works. Secondly, faith toward God. That's very important. Most people don't understand that at all. Number three, the doctrine of baptisms, which is plural. Then you have the doctrine of the laying on of hands. Then you have the doctrine of resurrection from the dead. And finally, the doctrine of eternal judgment. Those six things are so elementary, but most Christians today could not pass a test on these elementary things. And they have need that somebody teach them these basic things. Even if you think you know it all, you need this book. It's a good review just to go back and make sure that you've got it right on these real basic principles. And I want to encourage you to order this book and order the entire package from the program today. This will put you on a rock solid foundation, and maybe you know somebody else that needs this. What a gift to give to somebody else. It would be a gift that would impact their lives for all of their lives.
You know, I love the idea of getting this book for yourself, of course, but for somebody else as well, because what about a new believer? What a wonderful gift to give them to get, for I would love to have had this when I first really surrendered my life to the Lord fully.
It's time to do what God has been speaking to me. You know, a lot of the elders, I'm an elder now, probably, but it's, you know, we've got a lot of older people who have taken study courses. They watched your show. They watch television, and they studied. Mm-hmm. They know the word. There's some real experts in the pew, and they're to be teachers now. Is what
the word says.
Rick is saying they are to be teaching. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough preachers. We have churches closing by the literally thousands all around the world. Yeah. We need to open churches. We need to build churches. We need to have people teaching. Yeah. And you need to teach. And you can have a class in your house.
Yeah, the foundation.
But this is the foundation workbook, really, or book.
It's excellent.
And then you have the videos that go with it that you could play in your classes, too.
That's right.
But you need to be able to teach your children and your grandchildren and all of your family members about what God has as foundation.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much error seeping into the church in our times.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So true.
Well, the Holy Spirit prophesied that in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, where the Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, "Then in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." I told you this on a previous program. When it says some shall depart from the faith, that's not faith for miracles. That's not faith for signs and wonders or faith for finances. In Greek, there's a definite article. It's the faith. It refers to the clear, sound teaching of Scripture, the teaching of doctrine, or what we're talking about, foundational truths. And the Holy Spirit prophesies at the end of the age, some will depart. And isn't that interesting? It doesn't say they're going to reject the faith. It says they're going to depart. It describes something very slow, something very methodical. It's the picture of people in transition. They're in movement, but they're in such slow movement, moving from what they once embraced away from it, that they may not even realize they are in movement. And the Bible says they're going to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The word seducing describes something very methodical, something very seducing, which means the devil's not going to show up with a pitchfork and horns on his head. He's going to show up and present something that is really well packaged. And he's going to sell it to the church. He's going to sell it to society. He's going to speak through the courts, through science, through the medical field, through Hollywood, through entertainment, through television. He's going to package a seductive message to lure people away from their faith. Mm-hmm. And people will begin to discard their faith at the end of the age. And if you abide by the faith, it's likely that you're going to be a very politically incorrect person in our day. Well, you might say, oh, I don't want that. Well, whether you want it or not, welcome. This is where we are. And that's not going to change because the Holy Spirit prophesied it would take place at the very end of the age. And my friends, we're living in the day of bizarre, just bizarre. It's stunning. But the Holy Spirit prophesied this would happen at the end of the age, and people have become so seduced and so modified that they think it's right thinking. They call darkness light, and they call light primitive, an old way of thinking. They call light darkness, and they are embracing darkness as though it is the new way to go. And that's what the Holy Spirit prophesied. And here is the problem, Brother Jim and Lori. If people in the pews don't know what the Bible says, they will embrace this nonsense. And that's why the pulpit has such a responsibility to teach the Bible. Verse by verse, lay it out there, make it clear. If people don't like it, that's all right. It's what the Bible says. So that's our task, and that's what we're trying to do.
I was talking to somebody a couple of months ago, and they walked with God, and they were in the ministry. And this girl was telling me, well, you know, I really don't know what I believe now. I'm not really sure if there's a God. I was just shocked that she had taken this bait of intellectualism and humanism and just took that instead of believing what she was taught. And I think it's a matter of what our ears hear most. If we hear all this garbage and all this rhetoric of this humanism and rebellion, then it's going to start coming in. We need to spend more time in the Word of God, mm-hmm. and know our foundation so clear. And I think, Rick, this book is really helpful to people.
We also need to be very careful about who we choose to be our friends, because who you surround yourself with will determine what you're going to become. And if you surround yourself with skeptics, and I say people whose mind, their brains are so open that their brains have nearly fallen out. Keep your brain in your head. The Bible is the Bible. The Bible has not changed. It's the world around us that is changing. The Bible is the truth. It has always been the truth. And guess what? When this period ends and all these liberals are gone, the Bible will still be the Bible. It will still be unchanging. It will still be the same truth you can build your life on. stick with the Bible and choose friends and choose churches that preach and teach the Bible. And that's what we believe.
And Jesus is not apologizing for his word. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word, it will never pass away.
Somebody said to me, well, Brother Rick, if you keep talking like this, you might make some people upset. Well, you know what? I'm going to help a whole lot more people than I make upset. And we are in the business of helping people. And I know that, Jim and Lori, that is your business too. And that's why you want people to order this book called Build Your Foundation. It will really put people on a rock-solid foundation. And in a world that is just shaken today, people need to know they're standing on a firm foundation.
That's exactly right. And this book, Build Your Foundation, 6 Must-Have Beliefs for Constructing an Unshakable Christian Life. There are 6 of these elementary principles: repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrines of baptisms, the laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead, the doctrine of eternal judgment.
Rick, when little children are being able to say, I don't want to be a little boy, I want to be a little girl, or I'm a little girl, I want to be a little boy, and we listen to them, or somehow, God created men and women.
Yes.
He created a husband and a wife.
That's right, man.
And he created the thing that God has created to propagate the earth, mm-hmm, has been taken by Hollywood and made into lust and destruction of humanity. And now it's gone into bizarre.
Yeah.
It bizarre.
Is. Exactly.
And that's why if we don't have the foundation of the word, we're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And this society has gone berserk. The judgment of God, we're so into the final days. The tribulation period is just around the corner. The outpouring of God's judgment is taking place. And it's time to know what is the truth. Rick, you mentioned in your book, in the book of James, in your book, you talk about it. He says that we have to take off what is wrong and put space between it, and so that you cannot reach it. Let's watch this B-roll from your teaching, and then I'm going to have you comment on it. Let's roll that.
Lay apart is a Greek word, apotithemi. The word apo means away. The word tithemi means to lay down or to place. When you compound the two words together, here it's translated lay apart. The Greek word apotithemi really means to take something off, to lay it down, and apo, push it away or put space between you and that thing. Make sure it's so far from you that you can't reach it and pick it up and put it back on again. I read the story of a man who wanted to lose weight. And he kept going to the refrigerator to get back into the refrigerator. And he would pray. He said, God, please help me to change. And he really sincerely wanted to change, but his flesh so wanted to eat, he just kept going back to the refrigerator. So finally, he padlocked the refrigerator and threw away the key. He made it impossible to open the door and get back into the refrigerator. He did something to prohibit him from ever being able to go there again.
Mm-hmm. Will you explain how this is like repentance?
Well, repentance isn't saying you're sorry. Now, part of repentance may be feeling like you're sorry, but hey, guys, I've had to repent for a lot of things that I didn't even feel sorry about. Maybe I had a bad feeling about somebody and I felt like I was justified, but my feeling was wrong. And I had to make a decision, you know what? That is a wrong feeling. Whether I agree with it or not, it is a wrong emotion. My emotions are not required to change, but God is requiring me to put distance between what I'm thinking and how I'm acting, and I have to step away from it and be different. It's like people who smoke, and suddenly they get a realization, you know what, this is a sin. They don't really feel bad about it. They may even like to smoke, but they make a decision to repent, to put it away. And really, the word lay aside means to push it so far away from you that you can't reach over to pick it up and to do it again. It's really putting space between you and what is wrong for your life. That's really what repentance is. And that's why I say repentance is a decision. It is a decision. And you know, a lot of people can't really repent because they're so emotional. They get so emotional that they can't come to a concrete decision about what they need to do. Emotion's not bad, but sometimes it can hinder you from repentance. That's a different take, isn't it? You have to be able to say, this is wrong, I'm going to change, and make a decision to step away from what is wrong and begin to do what is right. That's really what repentance is. And John the Baptist said that repentance always comes with fruit, which means if there's no visible change, then it's likely that there's not really been repentance. Maybe there's been emotion. Maybe there's been fake repentance. But real repentance always brings forth fruit, always. That is simply a biblical principle. I always know if I've really repented, because if I've repented, I change. If I haven't changed, then I'm just messing around. Repentance brings forth fruit.
And we haven't even talked really about the 10-part video series, Foundations of Faith, what you need to know to become a mature believer.
But I want
And that
you...
is 5 hours of teaching by Pastor Rick Renner. It's fabulous.
You get the book, you get all 10-part video series.
That's right.
Foundations of Faith, what you need to know to become a mature believer.
You'll learn things like this, determining your level of spiritual growth. What is saving faith? Three types of baptism in the New Testament: the laying on of hands, the doctrine of resurrection, the doctrine of eternal judgment, repentance. What is it? What it isn't, and how to do it. A transplant that will save your life. Understanding your spiritual status. That is what you will learn about in this 10-part video series, Foundations of Faith, by Pastor Rick Renner.
I felt led three times during this program to say something to you, Rick and Denise, and to acknowledge the team that you have around you in the United States and in Russia that have built your studios, those that are building your studios right now, those who have worked with you building the church, those elders in the church, those pillars in the church. But God has spoke to me about your engineering is excellent.
Yes.
You have everybody who knows you have...
Excellence.
You, as we say in the in television, you put out a beautiful picture.
Yes.
And you work hard at it. You have great technicians. You can't. Here's the thing about Christian television: you can't do it alone.
That's right.
It takes a lot of people. When I go on the air, we're a COVID, I guess, group that because we're down to a smaller group than ever. We're in the house. They've done all to do what the government's asked us to do. But we've survived. And we keep, it's been tough. We've had setbacks, but we keep coming back. We keep holding on.
That's right.
And you keep saying, well, how are we going to make it? And
God is faithful.
Let's just make it, you know.
Yes.
I want to thank your crew. I want to thank your team.
Yes.
I hope they hear me say this, because I recognize your great ministry. You have one of the greatest ministries in the world today.
Yes.
And I'm proud to have it on the Voice of the Prophets Network. I'm so pleased to know you guys. And I appreciate my crew.
Yes, amen.
I mean, they hold on.
They do.
And it's a miracle. We're still alive, Marcella.
Yes, amen.
And we have a team, God. And they stay together. Yes. We've got to appreciate each other Amen. In the body of Christ. That's I think right. that's a foundational thing. But do you mind me saying that? I just want you to tell your people today that someone out there sees what they do mm-hmm. and appreciates it, because Rick and Denise Renner could not do what they do without a great army.
Amen. That's right.
A great team.
Yes.
Behind them.
That's right.
Mailing packages out, mm-hmm. doing all the things Amen. They do. Do you understand what I'm saying, Rick?
Yes, I do, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know you're proud of your own boys that help you so much.
Yes.
Yes, we are very proud of our boys and of our whole team. We're just blessed with God-called people, and so are you. Thank you.
You are brilliant at what you do. Your mind is brilliant. But if you were not surrounded by a great team of people, your brain would be unused in an empty room. Mm-hmm. But because we work together, mm-hmm. yeah. there's got to be a coming together of the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about the six foundational truths that every Christian must know.
Yes, I have my Bible, Brother Jim. I know you guys have your Bible. And I just want to read to you from Hebrews chapter 6. And I want to say thank you for everything you just said about our team and our crew in Moscow and in Tulsa. They are truly amazing. And Denise and I are so thankful for every single one of them. And it's a privilege to serve with our sons. And I know that you know what it's like to serve with your kids. What a privilege. But in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, in the King James Version, it says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection." Well, the problem in the body of Christ is we've all gone on, but people don't know the foundational doctrines. Well, we want to go on, but first we need to make sure we're established. And those foundational doctrines are mentioned in verse 1 and verse 2. First, it says, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Secondly, faith toward God. That is such a powerful statement in the Greek language. Wow, it is amazing. Then it says, the doctrine of baptisms. Not one, it's plural, which means there's more than one baptism. Most people don't know that. Then it says, the laying on of hands. Now, isn't that amazing that in all of these major, major doctrines, the laying on of hands is right smack in the middle of it, which means this is not an accessory doctrine or something on the periphery. It's right in the middle that we need to understand the laying on of hands. Then it says resurrection of the dead, and finally, eternal judgment. Well, judgment. How often do you hear a message preached on judgment? And the Bible lists it as one of the things every Christian needs to understand. There are different judgments in the future. There's the judgment seat of Christ. There's a great white throne judgment. And by the way, hell did not go away. Hell is still there. But because it's never preached on, people don't even know about it anymore. People don't talk about hell. When people die, they just assume everybody goes to heaven. Everybody does not go to heaven. There is eternal judgment. And the truth is, you will not have a passion for the lost if you don't understand this. When you understand people are going to hell, it's so foundational in your life, it makes you see people differently. For example, just this week I was downtown Moscow with the members of my team, and we were eating together. And while they were all talking, I was looking around the restaurant at all the people. You know what I was thinking? These people are going to hell. I am surrounded by a sea of people that are going to hell. That is so foundational in my life that it affects the way I live. It affects the way I interact with people. But the church has forgotten it. They've forgotten it. How horrible. Jesus came to save people from hell. He didn't just come to give us a better life right now. He did. But it's a lot more than that. It's about eternity. And that's an example of a foundational doctrine that we need to have in place and keep in place. So that's an example.
Yeah, wow. That's excellent.
You know, we were just talking. Everything you're teaching, Pastor Rick, it's what's lacking in the church today. They don't want you to preach repentance. They don't want you to teach about hell.
They don't want to teach about the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, they even tell you, don't do an altar call. Don't preach about the blood. And the church today, the Christian, young Christian churches, pastors are declaring that God's word is not God's word anymore. It's amazing, and they're still pastoring the next generation. Mm. And we're watching this take place. It's what someone called the social woke movement has infiltrated the church so much that we don't even recognize the gospel anymore, mm-hmm. that everything that you're teaching is so antiquated, is what they're calling it. But we got to get back to the foundation. Dad, you sound like Pastor Rick, by the way, because you have always told me that you walk into a room and you wonder how many people know Christ. I wonder if they're going to go to heaven. They learn how to keep short accounts with God. I mean, everything that you have taught in your book, I have heard it for 23 years constantly. The repentance is to change your ways, is to change your friends, is to change your environment. And I'm looking at my life as you're teaching 23 years ago, I had to turn away from my life and change my environment stay faithful in and out when it doesn't feel good. People give up when they hit a plateau. And there's people that do diets and they give up when they hit a plateau.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, change your environment, change your routine, because your plateau will respond to the environment in your body. The same thing with the church, with your religious beliefs or with the foundation of the Bible. People hit a plateau of their faith and they give up on God. And they want to blame the pastors. They want to blame the evangelists. They want to blame everybody. No, change the way you pray. Change your environment where you pray. Change how you want to hear from God. These are things that you, Mom and Dad, have taught me. When you started seeing me go a little bit south, you say, hey, change your ways. Yeah. What are you doing?
That's right.
It's called mentorship, guiding your young people, guiding your pastors. And you begin to challenge me to where we are today. But I'm telling you, this book right here mm-hmm. is probably one of the greatest books. Mm-hmm. If you don't have money to go to Bible school, if you don't have money to go to college and learn the word,
right.
this is your Bible school here to change your plateau, to change your muscle memory, to change your muscle in your faith, to help you understand why do you believe the way you believe? Why do you preach the way you preach? Why do you have the faith that you do? I'm telling you, it's going to reignite an awakening inside of you that you're going to fall in love with the Word of God once again.
Amen.
Okay, you can get three of these in friends and family offer.
Yes, that's right.
And you talk about a Bible school. Mm-hmm. If you order the books that we offer,
we
are bringing you the now.
Yeah.
The what is happening now mm-hmm. from the intellectual. And Rick Renner, if you'd order his books every month, you're going to have an amazing library in your house.
Yes.
And
It's incredible.
We send these out. This is part of our ministry. Yes. This is what we do.
Yes.
Right.
It's not just how we raise the money somehow through the books mm-hmm. that helps, you know, and other things. When people send us money for anything, mm-hmm. it goes to keep us on the air. And how we stay on the air is a miracle. Yes.
It is.
We just expanded so massively this last year. Mm-hmm. You know, our just the Jim Baker Show is seen by a potential
1 billion.
That's so big. I got 1,600,000,000 viewers potentially. Yes. We don't know, say they're all watching, but they can see it through our system. And that's a miracle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and together we're seeing this miracle take place. Mm-hmm. But as you order the books, you're not only doing the work of an evangelist and missionary mm-hmm. by helping us, mm-hmm. but you're evangelizing yourselves.
That's right.
We've got to hear the word. There's a vast, vast famine of the Word of God today.
Yeah. Wow.
So we have to go forward.
I would say, you know, I'm thinking of grandmas and grandpas for some reason right now. I'm saying grandmas and grandpas, this would be an excellent book to give to your grandchildren. I'm not kidding, Nana, when I say this about Olivia, who's just 8 years old. She's our granddaughter.
She's brilliant.
She is just
all of our grandchildren
one of,
are
they're
brilliant.
All brilliant. I'm just saying we could give her this book. Absolutely. She would read it and she would get it and be preaching it back to us. I mean, believe me, she gets me a few times. She's like, Grandma, that's not the right way of thinking. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this little 8-year old, because she has,
that's right,
she has spiritual, she has a hunger for God.
That's right.
And I really believe that giving it to your grown grandchildren, giving it to your grandchildren, giving it to your those you love, your pastor,
Sunday school teachers. And this is why we want to make this available to you right now. As Dad mentioned, we have the friends and family offer available, which is three of the books of the Build Your Foundation books, along with a 10-part series, which is 5 DVD teachings over 5 hours of Rick Renner teaching the foundations of faith and how you can become a mature believer. So all of that for a donation of $100 to the ministry. We're equipping disciples of Christ while you give and you help us to stay broadcasting.
That's
it. Giving that friends and family offer.
That's good.
3 of the books, 1 of the 10-part DVD series for a donation of $100 to the ministry. And that does include the shipping and handling. Call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, to order your friends and family offer, or you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
I want everyone to order your book right now. Order at least one set.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
Everyone do it right now, because this is the only way we have to stay on the air, is through your support, and then
You grow. You get to grow spiritually, and you get the benefit. That's what's so beautiful.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. We're having a great response to the Signal Relief, which people are just amazed by it.
Yeah.
I know we use it here at our house. Mondo uses it.
Lori uses it. Actually, I have it on my back right now. Let me just pull it off and show you. This is the Signal Relief patch. Absolutely. And you've seen the shows on it. You've been ordering it, and
the
doctor dad who we just had on the show, Dr. Beth Dupree. I mean, she was absolutely amazing, and she's a renowned breast cancer surgeon, and so she is in this field. She's always looking. She told us on the show she's always looking for resources that will help people, to give them a better life, help them have joy, help them in every aspect of their lives. And this is what she believes, that Signal Relief is part of that solution, is a great resource. And it's really, I mean, it's exciting. So when we had her on the show, it was groundbreaking, the technology, how simply she put it to us and helped us understand it. If you have not already ordered your Signal Relief, do it now. Don't wait. Take a chance on it. What do you have to lose? I love that's what they all say. Every testimonial has said, what do I have to lose? This is a Signal Relief patch, one for a donation of $155 to the ministry. That does include the shipping and handling. But as many of you are doing, you're ordering the double pack, which is 2 of the Signal Relief patches. This is cost-effective, reusable for up to 2 years. Absolutely amazing. You know, no drug-free, 100% drug-free. So this is amazing relief patch that is helping people who are experiencing discomfort.
And you can try it for how long?
You can try it for 120 days, 120-day money-back guarantee. And the manufacturers, the suppliers, they are putting their stamp behind that. They are standing behind their product. And all they're saying is give it a try. Try it to see if it can help you in your life.
That's right.
Yes. Try it.
Yes.
You'll like it.
I couldn't even lift my arm sideways that much. Now I have this much range of motion. I can move it up like this. I have a 9-month-old grandson that I can hold again.
It does feel better. And actually, my range of motion is better, too.
My husband's always looking for other things that we can do. And he found out about the signal patches. And he said, let's try this. I was to the point where I didn't care. It just felt like I had no life. And I started to think it would be better if I just killed myself. It was amazing. It helped to give me my life back.
So I put that thing on, and I sat there for a few minutes, and pretty soon I'm going, dang, that doesn't hurt anymore. I said, what is this?
That's pretty incredible. Can I have that back?
I don't know what's in that thing or what it does, but it works. It really, really works.
Powerful.
Wow. So call us right now and get your signal relief. If I was you, if you're married, I would get one for both of you. As one of my friends texted me the other morning when she saw the first show on it, she said, I got one for me, but my husband's going to have to get his own. And I texted her back and I said, you need to get one for your precious husband. So you can receive two of the signal relief patches for a donation
of $295
to the ministry. The manufacturer guarantees it to work.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, return for your money back.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, it's helping people every day right now with discomfort. And so what a blessing for us. Our mission is to bring you resources that will help you live the best life. That's equipping the saints. Everything that we do is to equip you to do the very best that we can. And we finish strong for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
We do have to go. We have to go. The time's gone.
They don't let
us go over.
That's right. So order your book today, Build Your Foundation by Pastor Rick Renner and the Foundations of Faith, 10-part DVD video series. And this is a mini Bible school in itself right here. So everybody call and order right now.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye.
Call me right now, please. Please call.
We love you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.